Let the children come forward.
Good morning. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, but first, let me find out. Do you have a good friend? So, having a good friend is very important in life. The second question is, how do you know that they are your good friend? Is that right? So I would like for us to do something together, okay? And I'm going to whisper in your ear an answer, and I whisper in your ear an answer, and then in your ear an answer. Is that okay? And then I'm going to ask you to give that answer when I call you. Is that clear? All right, so stand over here so I can see if I don't believe so I can hear you. And I'm going to whisper your answer, okay? So, don't stand up so we can hear you really well when you give your answer. I am your good friend, and I come to you because I need help. That happens to us, you know, when we go through life and not really help. So, you are my three good friends, and I'm going to ask you each one, when I ask you for help, will you give me your reply, okay? Would you please help me? Not now you're busy. That doesn't feel very good. Would you help me, please? Maybe I'll think about it. Would you help me, please?
Yes, what else do
you need? Now, which one of these friends would you like to be with the most? This one, right? Yeah, okay, you can sit down. Let me just say one more thing. You see, a lot of friends, when you help them, guess what? They want you to help them back. In other words, I will help you. You will help me. You ever had that sense of you? Or, I've even had friends say, when I say, could you help me? They say, what does it take? How much? That doesn't feel very good either. What really feels good when you need help is somebody says, yes, whatever you need, what else can I do? In fact, what feels even better from a good friend is one who knows that you have needs and helps you even before you can ask. That really feels good. That's the way, you know, those really close to us, like our mama and our daddy, that's the way they do it. They don't wait for you to say, I'm hungry. Mom gets up automatically and cooks breakfast, right? You don't even have to ask her. She does it because she knows you need it. And by the way, that's the way God operates too. He doesn't wait until we wake up in the morning and say, oh God, I need some air to breathe. It's already here. Oh, God, I wish it was sunlight where I could see. Go ahead and give us the sunlight before we even ask. That's where God is. So, when you go out to be a friend to each other and to others, remember, you do what is right, and you do it even before you're asked. Okay? God bless you. Now, I would like to help, again, stand up.
Well, we're going to take an offering, a special offering,
and I've got three baskets here. And you have a little prayer up there before you go. Dear God, I ask you to bless these children, bless these gifts for your holy word, and bless everyone who offers these special offerings to you in Christ's name.